Good morning.
Good morning.
This is Char. Who am I speaking with?
Liz Yoder from Ohio.
Well, good morning.
Good morning, Char.
How are you doing?
I'm doing real good. I'm just discovering a lot of things since I'm back on the lifestyle again. And I have a couple questions for you, bright and early.
Well, you can go for it.
My husband has problems. His prostate is too large, and he has a lump in it. Nothing diagnosed. His next appointment is not until April, and we're just using the Nikon products in large doses across the board. And then we went back on the lifestyle. We had been on the lifestyle 4 years ago and then drifted off. So, but he's losing weight too fast. And actually, he might even eat like a five-block meal. But he's already in the 2 weeks. It's 3 weeks. 3 weeks now that we're doing it. We started on a Tuesday, so 3 weeks. And he's lost 8 pounds, and he's not... I increased his fats.
Okay.
To 4 with each snack, and he's just—it's really not slowing down. He's just losing weight.
Okay. And how did he have very much to lose?
No.
Okay.
No, he was a 5'11", but with his osteo, which we didn't detect that either until just now, he was down to 5'8.5". 5'8", actually, and then I upped his joint and his calcium, and he actually came up a half inch. So, so I thought, wow, that's, you know, really good. But he was, like, his ideal was more like the 185, and he's down to 173.
Oh, okay. First of all, I'm a little concerned because you've got a negative going on there, and... you know, I'm trying to think really fast of other things that I would do, and other people can help me out.
Okay.
But I guess one of my concerns is you're going to regular MDs, right?
Right. And well, his next appointment is with a specialist, but it's not until April.
Okay.
So I was thinking, too, maybe I should just call a doctor and have him, you know, check him out and tell us.
You know what I would do? I would do something a little bit different, because this is the way I go now, is I back it up with the medical. I have yet to have had a naturopath that would not recommend me onto an MD when it's out of their category. I would find a naturopath. If you can find one that you've gotten a good referral on from somebody that you know in your area, to start asking around, that's where I would go first. Because what they'll start working on is more preventative. When you do that, you take your supplements in or information on them and say, this is the company I work with, this is what I'm already on, in addition to this, and say, I feel 100% comfortable with the quality of the products I'm working with and using, but in addition to this, what is your recommendation?
Mm-hmm.
And then they will look at them, and it'll serve two purposes. Are you in it for the business also?
Yes.
Okay. Okay, here you go. It'll serve two purposes, because when you do that, and you can say it with confidence. How long have you been in, Liz?
Since 95, but I wasn't doing the business that
okay,
long.
Okay, that's okay. You've got an education on the product.
Yeah.
When you do that, it shows your confidence in what you've got. It can get their attention. They'll go through them and look at them carefully, because they know that they don't want to lose you if this is your first visit, for one thing, and they will give you incredible information on what you can do, and you pick their brain. You're there to pick their brain.
Okay.
But in doing so, they're going to ask you questions about what you've got and see what you've got, but I think that information would be far more valuable than another MD unless they say, okay, now you need to go straight to an MD. And they're going to tell you if it's out of their category, and they can also do a tremendous amount of tests. And I'll tell you, it will be a drop in the bucket if you have to pay for it yourself compared to going the other route. I mean, I went in the last time, and it cost me $10. I mean, $10.
Uh-huh.
I had gone in. I shouldn't say it that way. I had to go back in to pick something up, and it cost me $10.
Mm-hmm.
And it's working. You know, and it was just, it was a little thing, but it was something that needed to be taken care of.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm very much, it's a real pitch, but it's going to work both ways for you. So does that give you another idea, I hope?
Yes, it does.
Okay,
mm-hmm.
Because I want to get what's going, and then I want, do you have a few minutes, or are you going to be able to stay on the line?
Yeah.
Okay, I want to hear some other people's input on ideas, because we got a wide group of people that are usually on here that can assist also. So, okay, who else do we have on board? It was Liz, right?
Yes.
Okay, who else do we have on board besides Liz that would like to check in and give their points this morning? Or you can check in if you're not giving your points. I'll let you.
Good morning. This is Onita.
Onita, good morning.
Okay, this is Bonnie.
Bonnie, good morning.
Morning.
Anybody else? Okay, if you have points and you want to give them, go right ahead. If you're not tracking, then that's okay. So I'll encourage you to track. I'm a 9. I missed out a little bit off on my evening snack. Well, I didn't actually tell you. It was a new frozen yogurt recipe, and I know it was a little off. So anyhow, guys, got a new testimony. First of all, I want to welcome everybody on the call, and I also want to especially welcome anyone that might be new, because we are here for you to answer questions and give you information that will be helpful. First and foremost, okay? So does anybody that's new have a question, or would you like to just say hi to us? All right. Regulars, do you have anything new that you would like to share?
I do.
Okay.
How are you, Cher?
Good morning, Nancy.
Good morning. I was watching PBS on Saturday. And we had Michael Roizen, who did the whole, actually it was 2 hours, but it broke down into an hour.
Oh, he's the cohort to Dr. Oz, right?
Right, yes.
Okay.
And one of the things that he brought up was that you are better off eating your fat a half hour before your meal, because it helps with a feeling of satiety.
Okay. Does that sound logical and make sense?
You know, I remember to do it Monday morning before I exercised. I had 3 almonds, and then I made up the rest while I was, you know, with my meal. I don't know. We've always talked about fat helping you feel full, so maybe that way you are less likely to overeat at your meal, maybe. I don't know.
You know, the thing with me is just exactly what you said is totally logical, so that would be a totally logical reason to eat a bit of it before your meal.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, to me, it makes perfect sense. And that's the thing I love about learning about your body, how it operates, and understanding is it's all logical.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes it's a little deep, and that's why we call it research, but still, to me, that makes perfect sense from what I already know.
Yeah, he kept it simple. He started out, I think he started the program, actually I ordered the DVD for $75, it's an expensive DVD, but he talked about the omentum again, and why that is so important as far as total body health.
Okay, tell everybody what the omentum is and what they've said about that, because I think that is really vital.
It goes by your waist measurement determines how much omentum you have, because it's the layer of fat that is below your belly button. And I don't remember exactly what he said for the women and men's waist measurements. I'd have to look back. I'm sorry. But if your waist measurement for a woman, I think, is over 32, I don't want to say. I have it in my notes someplace else, too. Anyway, he showed what a healthy omentum looks like, which looks like a piece of lace. It's very thin and has holes in it. And then he showed a person who was obese, and it's thick and rubbery and heavy. And that's the dangerous measurement on your body, is whatever your waist is around your belly button, for a man or a woman.
So you're saying that's the most dangerous place to carry extra weight.
He said if you have it in your hips or in your thighs or in your arms, not a problem. But when you have it around your belly button, and you know, you hear men joking that they still wear the same size of pants that they did 10 years ago, but their stomach just, you know, folds over the waist. And not very funny.
Right. And that's an easy place to put it on, and often it's the first place that people put it on.
Well, and this is, I guess that's why.
Yes.
Yeah, it's the most dangerous, it sounds like.
And again, that makes sense. And, you know, I was doing some research, and I'll give it to you guys just a little bit later, but this morning, because it started me thinking things I heard on the call the other day, and sometimes I get to jump in and keep it on mute because I've got so much background stuff going, so I pick up tips all through the week scattered that I hear on the call also. So, guys, I use this for a learning tool also. But because of that and doing some research, I want to just make a general statement. When you hear these names on here of where the information has come from, I know I'm speaking for many of the others on here that have educated themselves over the last 4 to 5 years, we don't just jump on everything that's said or everything we find on the Internet, but when it comes from what we know to be a reputable source, then I like to go elsewhere and back it up with a little more information. Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm.
I don't, because there's so much information out there. We can, you know, you can get emails and it'll go down this way and that way, and then you do a search on it and you find out it's a totally bogus email. I mean, it's all backwards and upside down. There's nothing there that's really valid. So I just want you to know we're trying to be careful. Now, if you catch us and you find something to the contrary that is well-founded, please let us know.
How old do you think he is, Shar?
Oh, man, I've seen him. Tell us where you found these two, Nancy.
Oh, on Oprah.
Okay.
I mean, it's been a few years already. Oz was always the one who spoke most, and he is a better speaker. Even my daughter watched a little bit at the end. But Royson did a good job, you know, and I'm sure that he was on our PBS raising money because he is at the Cleveland Clinic now. So, you know, yeah, he's been there for probably a year or so. But, they're the two who have the Real Age website and how you can determine what your actual, he did this with Oprah several years ago, determining what her real age is based on a questionnaire of many, many, many questions.
So is that just www.realage?
I think so.
Okay.
I think that's what it is. And you can take the test, and by changing what you do lifestyle-wise, you can increase your real age. One of the things he kept saying was, walk 30 minutes, walk 30 minutes, walk 30 minutes, like location, location, location. I also heard, and I don't remember whether it was on that program or someplace else, that sleep has now become as important for our bodies as diet, meaning what we eat, and exercise.
Wow. So
I wonder when they'll put water into that category.
Okay. Put the three together and we'll add the water, huh?
The water and the journaling, and we got lifestyle.
That's right. That's the thing that is so great.
But I did hear sleep was added to that. Isn't that interesting?
That is very interesting. Now, we back to that one question, then we'll move on. The age of...
Royson.
Huh?
Do you have any guesses?
Anybody want to guess? You've probably seen him, too. Come on, you guys. It's the quiz.
Or don't they know who we're talking about?
50?
That's what he looks, doesn't he?
Yeah.
He's 61 years old.
Oh, you've got to be kidding me. I was going to guess him under 50 because I only got a glimpse of him once.
Yeah, he's 61.
Oh, my goodness. Well, all I can say is, and how old is Dr.
I don't know.
Fox?
I haven't heard that one.
Okay. Things must be working right for him, which is an indication that maybe what they're saying is valid.
Yep, I still can't hear
that.
So, anyway, okay, I need to hear something about body balance. Any questions you might have, and then we'll give some examples, too.
This is Liz again, and I've got one question.
Okay.
How does the Canton cookware, how does that work in our lifestyle? with cooking the vegetables, do we have more food value in them? That I know.
Okay.
Does that make a difference in our chart or not?
It won't make a difference in our chart. You don't have to worry about doing any extra work on it. I'll give you a couple of quick ideas.
Okay.
The first one I was going to say was I'm going to do Dr. Dave Johnson. Yes. His comment works incredible because, and two of mine are, one is the cooking is a lot less. And, of course, we know we hold 62, we retain 62% of the most important nutrients, that being primarily our antioxidants.
Mm-hmm.
You can see it. You can taste it. Have you guys all gotten the email that had my food, my demo?
Yes, I did.
Has anybody not gotten it?
I didn't get it, Char.
Okay, if you'll email me, I'll send it direct. DennyShar@comcast.net.
What was that you sent?
It was an email. Dennis sent it down. I didn't send it. So I assumed everybody got it. It was an email that had the attachment, a two-page attachment, one pictures and one description of the food test I did, my 30-hour food test.
Oh, I haven't seen it either.
I'm sorry, I didn't understand your email.
Okay, I'll do it again. Denny Schar.
D-E-N-N-Y?
D-E-N-N-Y-C-H-A-R at comcast.net.
Got it.
Okay, and just
thank you.
In the subject line, all you need to do is put... cookware demo.
Okay,
and
thank you.
I'll fire it back to you.
Okay.
If you want to be put on the little tiny group I've got of, compared to big groups, of lifestyle things, I don't send much out, but once in a while I send something out when enough people request it. I just send it to that group. Okay, one of the things with the cookware is that you can use just a very small amount of water, where I used to use the oil sometimes, and you do want positive oil, but I'd rather have it raw in salad dressing or, you know, just other places to get the positive oil, even the nuts, because I love the crunch of nuts. So I don't necessarily want to waste it on cooking oil. But you can use just a small amount of water in the bottom, and I have gotten to the point where even with my meat, a lot of times, my fish especially, I will do it like I'm poaching it, but it takes such a small amount. And if you keep your heat down low and you watch it, you're not going to, do any damage to your pans by scorching or anything like that. And I love it, and it's very fast and very, very quick. So the cookware, you guys, if you haven't got it, you are, I'll go back to something. Try and... I'll open a can of worms if I say this, but I'm going to say it anyway. Even if you have to split up a set between somebody's, do it and figure it out. The only way, and don't send me an email asking for how to charge it out. Weigh it if you have to and do it by the ounce, proportion of weight of metal, I don't know. But get a way of getting you some of that cookware because I'll tell you, I have trouble using anything else. In fact, I even think twice before I bake anything more. Because I know the difference in what the quality of the food is. Quality means retaining the nutrients that we need in our bodies. Why would I want to throw out 62% of what I'm trying to do from home? Okay, does that answer your question?
Yes, it does. Thank you.
Okay.
Char?
I think I was going down a different way. Yes.
It's Mary Lou. One other thing I'd like to add about cookware is that if you've got someone in your home that doesn't care for cooked vegetables, you start using that Kensen cookware and you'll be amazed. They start eating cooked vegetables.
Yeah, that's correct. I found that too.
Well, it brightens the taste of them and it gives you natural flavors that you didn't know were even there. And there's no other way of describing it. And the reason, by the way, the reason I did that test is I am as skeptical and as conservative on those kinds of things. I have faith in the company, don't get me wrong, but I'm still one of those people that is, if there's a way I can prove it to myself in a stronger way, they had the same picture in print in the brochure. But you know, when you can do it, see it, taste it, and smell it, then you know, and you can say with confidence from your heart, hey, this is what I did. And the other day, I did a presentation, and the gal asked, one of the first things she asked was, tell me a little bit about some of the product technologies. I flipped it open, and I said, you know, I don't always take the manufacturer's word for things. In fact, rarely do I. I had this picture. I duplicated the picture myself and did it in front of people, and they saw, smelled, and tasted it. So, to me, it was... Goodness. Somebody's got a background conversation going on. It really doesn't bother me much. But for recording, if you want to mute, you can do *6 if you don't have a mute button on your phone. Anyway, we're just glad to have you. So, Body Balance Recipe. Anybody have a favorite? Okay, I'm going to plug something. Well, we're on our oatmeal, Body Balance, steel-cut oats, cottage cheese, Body Balance 1 scoop, half a apple, and slivered almonds on top. And I added in the fiber, too. Did I get it, guys?
Could you give that recipe the proportions again for the oatmeal cottage cheese?
I will. I'll do it real fast here.
Delicious.
You want a half a batch or a full batch? A full batch, and you can cut it in half, is 8 cups of water, 1 cup of steel-cut oats. I do this in the evening. Bring it to a boil. Simmer it for 12 to 15 minutes. Turn it off. Let it set overnight. Warm it in the morning. Make sure you stir it because it's going to look real runny. Also have hot water when you're doing this, hot, good Hi-Mag water. Scoop out for women 1/3 cup or 1/2 cup for men. And to that, then, add your 1 scoop of Body Balance and 1 scoop of fiber if you want additional fiber. Stir it in. And then on top of that, I forgot the cinnamon, Nancy. I know you're going to catch me.
Oh, wait, is that 1 or 2 scoops for men?
1 scoop for men. I do the same thing for men. I add a little more cottage cheese.
Right. You're right, cinnamon.
Huh?
And another thing that he brought up was turmeric is very good for you. He brought up cinnamon because it helps you feel full.
Oh, really?
That's what he said.
About cinnamon.
That's what he said. But he also said turmeric, so I spread some mustard on my salmon last night before when I was cooking it.
No,
it was okay. Not
mustard
the taste.
Has turmeric. Mustard has turmeric in it?
Yeah, that's what he said. Yes, it is.
Oh, interesting.
Uh-huh. Sorry, go back to your cinnamon.
We go down bunny trails. That's the only way we can work. Okay, I'm making notes, so it's hard for me to write and talk too, but I'll manage. Let's see. Satisfied with cinnamon is what you said. Okay, that way I retain it better, guys. Okay, so we got to the half an apple chopped on top of the oatmeal. Then on the side of the dish, I do 1/3 cup of cottage cheese approximately and 1/2 cup for men. 1/3 for women, 1/2 cup, and you may look at your labels because there may be a little difference in the quantities, but we're adding up to our points that we need to accomplish in the meal. And then you sprinkle some slivered almonds, or chopped, or diced, or whatever you want, type of almonds on the top of it, and it is a taste treat. I call it my pie a la mode for the morning. Because I enjoy it so much that if I don't have it in the morning, many days I'll have it for my lunch. It's very satisfying, much more satisfying than just a drink, guys, if you've got the time to do it, because I'll tell you why. When everything is in a drink form and you don't have something to chew for your stomach to break down, it's absorbed much more quickly into the bloodstream.
I put up cut up walnuts in that instead of the almonds because the almonds I eat during the day and I like to vary my fats.
Okay. That's a good idea. That's an excellent idea, and I agree with you. The greater the variety in your food, the more advantage you're going to have. Now, there is one thing that the more I hear about it, the more I incorporate. In fact, I heard the other day that if you incorporate it every day, your risk of cancer goes dramatically lower, and that's broccoli. And any of the vegetables in that category. Okay, in the last couple of minutes here, any questions, any other questions? In the last couple of minutes, I want to emphasize something that I picked up information on the lifestyle call, causing me to go further, and it was for personal reasons as well as to give out. I continually tell you guys, if it comes in a bag, a can, or a box, don't consider it real food other than our supplements and our body balance ingredients. And so what I got into was listening to and knowing that I have a reaction to MSG and that it is buried in our foods to the point where it's not on the label. And the more you get in small amounts, the more accumulative it is. And actually, I went in on the Internet this morning before I got on the call, and I just clicked around. Again, I made that statement at the beginning. We don't take this stuff for fact. But what I heard was a reference that I respect, and Vance will be having Dr. Drummer on the call, one of his calls coming up. I don't know whether he's got him scheduled yet or not, but he said to me, he says, I don't know why I haven't had him on the call, of course. We respect his research. I know he has done a tremendous amount and is very knowledgeable. And was it Bonnie, was it you that was talking about his research the other morning?
No.
Somebody was talking about his research that he had delivered at a presentation and came up on MSG. Are you on the line? Okay. Anyway, there was a word that they used that was excitotoxin. In other words, it gives you a what you think is a positive reaction on the brain. And what it's doing is it's exciting the brain cells to death. It is the death of brain cells. And it damages them to that degree. And so when I went in on the website, I was looking for information that stated these kinds of words. And to let you know, all I typed in was MSG side effects. And the article that I clicked on was a few down the list, and it said, beware of MSG in the food you eat. And it's a very short, I got it on one page when I clipped and cut and pasted, enlarged my margins. And I'm never sure whether some of this stuff we're not supposed to send out and pass on, and others we can, but I think it's only on the copyrighted ones, so. If you can't find information that you want regarding this and you want this, again, just email and I'll clip an attachment, and I will always put try to always remember to put the website down so you can go there. But you need to read some of these things so you understand the disadvantage of using packaged food and the advantage of starting out with whole food. Yes, you have to wash it. Yes, you may have to chop it or cut it to be able to consume it. And maybe it'll take a little longer to cook because the other is pre-cooked to death and devitalized and all that stuff. But when we've got this incredible cookware...
Make your own instead of buying too much of the product.
Yes, I heard somebody say, make your own instead of buying the package. You are so right. And it takes a few seconds, but what's it worth to the quality of life and the anti-aging factor, slowing down that process and all of these things. And the taste, guys, I know we don't have time, but we've all got the same 24 hours. Where does the quality of our life down the road, what are we willing to give up? That or a little bit of convenience and a few minutes of time and the other benefits we got. So anyway, this is a great article. It talks, the side effects are seizures, brain cell death, brain damage, allergies, headaches, strokes, hypoglycemia, and brain tumors. That's the short list of MSG that will be in your packaged food, and it will not be on the label. Way too much of it. So there's tons of websites out there. I'm going to end here by saying, any more questions, any comments that have come to mind, please.
I have a question. Why steel cut oats instead of regular?
Oh, good question. They have a different reaction on the digestive system, and for food value instead of the rolls, and they're available very readily. They take a little bit longer to cook. That's why I have you start in the evening, unless you've got the extra time in the morning. But I just put the remainder then, of course, in the refrigerator, and I do reheat it in my pan. It doesn't take but maybe 1 minute longer than it does in the microwave, and it's not hard to wash that pan out. It'll practically rinse out without a sponge even, almost. But, you know, it's just little habits. The microwave is another thing that I do believe is not a positive for our food. When you in 1 minute can destroy all the bacteria in a sponge or a kitchen cloth that you use, or 2 minutes, I've heard one and I've heard two, do you think you're not destroying the nutritional value that is fragile in the food? I don't think that makes common sense, guys. I just don't think we can cut it.
Another reason for the steel cut, I think it has twice as much fiber as regular oatmeal.
Okay. Thank you, Nancy.
Mm-hmm.
That also sounds like common sense, because steel cut oats looks like cracked wheat, guys. That's the difference in the appearance of it. Now, I have got my 5-year-old Emily with me for about 4 days while Vance and Stacy are traveling. And I said to her last night, I said, what an incredibly good eater. We made spring rolls, which are made with, I call them rice paper, or I call it a rice tortilla. Very, very thin. She made them with me. They were easy. They were great. Everything in them was raw, including the tofu. And I looked at her afterwards, and she ate as much as, you ate as much as Denny and I, Grandpa and I did, didn't you? She's nodding her head so you can't hear her. She helped me make them and put them together, including rolling them from beginning to end. I didn't allow her to chop the fresh veggies that went in it, of course, with a big butcher knife. That I did. But she helped me make them, and we whipped them out. She ate 3 big rolls, plus a main dish that was chicken, fresh veggies, stir fry, and 3 pieces of sushi. 3 pieces of sushi, fresh sushi. Oh, 2, excuse me. 1 was a great big one, 2 pieces of sushi. And after we were through eating, I looked at her and I said, you know, and this was, I did it because I knew this would have been her choice for food. And she had seconds. And I said, what an incredibly good eater you are. I said, you learned really good things and good eating habits from your mommy and daddy, didn't you? And she looked at me and she smiled and she said, and also you, Grandma.
Ooh.
Which made me feel good. But don't tell me kids can't be educated at a young age to make healthy choices. Now, she would eat that instead of a lot of other things. And a good portion of that dinner was raw, which retained the value, and the rest of it was cooked in the Kensen cookware. I'm going to get it backwards. So we pass on these habits to the people around us and our children and our grandchildren. Now, to me, since we know that this longevity and how much more can be accomplished starting from an early age, what greater blessing do I have than to be able to give that to my family firsthand? So it's a habit to start with. Now, I did make that recipe about 3 times before I knew it was easy enough to bring a 5-year-old granddaughter into it. I will share it when I get to retype it. You can't make sense out of the paper copy I've got, even though it's on the internet. You'd look at it and say, that's too much work. I can simplify it. And it may not be, I haven't broke it down to be totally lifestyle perfect, but it could be a portion of your meal. So anyway, guys, any last minute comments again, once more, or questions?
I just thank you for all the advice you gave me. This is Liz.
Well, great. I'm glad you picked up some tips. I'm not trying to get too detailed. but I try and share more on food and recipes and jar you guys enough to think and pass on. Look at what we've learned that are regulars on here. Look what we've learned. You've got an obligation to get into a conversation where you can catch somebody's attention with some little tidbit. Don't fire hose them or vomit on them, but just ask a couple questions to get their attention and then add a tidbit. When you're in the grocery store, it's an easy, easy place standing in line. When you look in their cart or you stand next to them pulling something off the shelf and reading a label. So have a wonderful day, guys.
Thank you.
Talk to you soon. And think lifestyle, all the 10 points that we need.
Well, thank you, Sarah.
Bye-bye.
Thank you. Thank you.